You've seen and heard the ads, like this one.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Uh-huh. Everybody knows that.
Car insurance companies make a lot of claims, but can you really believe them?
Joining us on Skype to fact check some of these ads is Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Hiya, Janet.
Hey, how are you, Hillary?
Very well, thank you. So, the airwaves really are saturated with car insurance ads like Geico. Can you believe the save 15% in 15 minutes?
Yes, actually, Ooh. You can, Hillary. When we fact check this, you can do it, but you need to meet certain criteria. And if you meet the criteria with Geico, you can qualify for lower premiums. The thing is, if you put in a little more time, maybe even carving out, say, an hour or so to contact several companies, you might be able to save even more because the insurer with the best rate for you could have the highest rates for someone else. Their criteria vary. So it's worth putting in a little more time.
Well, Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers is the spokesman for State Farm and the Discount Double Check. Can you believe what he's saying about Discount Double Check?
Yes, that is also true if you meet certain criteria. If you're a new customer and you've been accident-free for the past 3 years, you have more than one car, you meet some criteria that State Farm sets up, you can qualify for a discount. Now, the extra little piece of information here is that you can often qualify for discounts even if you don't meet those criteria. All sorts of companies besides State Farm, including State Farm and other companies as well, they'll offer discounts, for example, for young drivers who've completed a driver education course, for older drivers who've taken a defensive driving course. Married customers tend to get lower rates than single people, so it always pays to ask for discounts.
Everyone knows Flo from Progressive. those snapshot ads, are they fair? Are they accurate?
They are accurate. Again, Progressive is doing this and other companies are as well. You know, auto insurers can't be in the car with you to see how you actually drive. So this is the next best thing. They install this data tracking program, and they can see if you have reckless driving habits such as braking hard or accelerating rapidly, or safe driving habits. Maybe you don't drive late at night. Maybe you don't drive very far to work. And so they can give you, first of all, a discount for signing up to have the tracking system, and you can save a lot depending on how safe your habits are.
Now, then there's that Liberty Mutual ad with the car named Brad. It is on so often that one of our coworkers' kids can actually recite it from memory. Can you believe, though, what the car Brad is saying?
Well, yes, you can actually get. They're promising that if you total your car, they're going to give you the cost, reimburse you for the cost of a newer car as opposed to your older car. So obviously you'd get more money. Now, the thing here is it does cost some money to get this. The average cost for the program is about $75 to $80 a year. So it does pay to check the value of your car, for example, with Kelley Blue Book to see how much you could get extra if you did something, if you did total the car and you got a newer version. Check the prices and see if the average cost for the program is worth it.
For anyone who's ever been in a crash, the idea of accident forgiveness is a beautiful one. And of course, it's what Allstate says they can offer people. Does it work?
It does work. It will cost you more as well. It will cost an extra 10 to 19% for the program, depending on the number of accidents to be forgiven and other special features. So again, you'd have to decide whether it's worth it to you. Maybe if you have some young drivers in the house, it would be worth it to you. Also, even if you're a longtime customer, it pays to ask if you've been accident-free for, say, 5 years or more, if they'll give you a discount for that.
Lots of great information there, Janet. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.